I'm being weird, aren't I? I am. I'm definitely being weird. And see, I'm trying not to be weird. It's just I'm not doing a good job of it. And it's kind of understandable because this whole situation is weird. So sorry for being weird. I'm sorry. I need to stop apologizing. It's just, tonight was very, I don't have the words. A comfort, but also really not a comfort. It's actually terrifying in a way. It's... You see, when it was just me, when it was just me. Yes, it was bad, but it was just me. Only it's not just me. There are others. There are so many others, and that means that it's rather terrifying. And I still can't say the word. I still can't say the word, but I should say the word because that is part of the process of recovery. Recovery. How do you recover from this? How do you recover from sorry, it's just, it's so ridiculous. It's so completely ridiculous. My life was ruined by a genie. And I just went to a support group where I met other people who this is sorry. That was a bit of a hysterical giggle. It's not just me. There are other people who have gone through the same thing. Or worse. Or worse. So much worse. It's true what they say. There's a support group for everything. A support group for people who have had their lives ruined by a genie. And then there's you, the opposite. You. I still find it hard to believe. I don't believe that you can have a positive experience with a genie. I don't think it works that way. But you are the evidence to the contrary. You are the exception to the rule. That's you. You are the exception to the rule. You smile when you talk of her. You actually smile. And that's just, I don't know how you can do that, because when I think back to what happened to me, when I think back to the wishes and the ramifications and what happened to me, I can't smile, but you're smiling. You're smiling, and that is... It gives me hope, in a way. Probably not the way you think, though. Oh, you are so hard to find. Just so hard to find. Oh, this wasn't an accident. This wasn't an accident, and I wouldn't bother trying to get up because you can't. I drugged your tea. I drugged your tea. That's so mortal. It's pathetic. Having to do everything myself is just pathetic. And it's all your fault. This is all your fault. And this is weird. This is very weird, and I am not absolutely sure if I'm using that word correctly. I am not sure, because there are so many words, and I don't know what half of them mean. A quarter, I don't even know. I don't know anything. And that was not what I was expecting, but I really should have, because I know how it is with wishes. I mean, I used to grant them. I granted you wishes. And then you gave me your last wish. And oh, you're beginning to realize who I am. You're making the connections. I don't blame you for taking a while. You're mortal. It's so much harder when you're not a genie. It's so much more frustrating. It's so much more miserable. And I chose this. I chose this. I wanted to be free. Oh, that was a bad wish to make. That was a really bad wish. And that is all your fault. Of course it's your fault. Oh, you're just so pathetic. Every single one of them was pathetic. Every single one was beyond pathetic. Your average mortal, your everyday mortal is pathetic, but they, with their whinging and their whining and their boo-hooing, oh, that's just tragic. Oh, look at you, just look at you. You're trying so hard to move. You're trying so hard to just get up, because if you get up, maybe you can what? What's your plan? Do you have a plan? You probably don't have a plan. Mortals don't plan. It's just... I hate it. I absolutely hate it, and I didn't think I would. I just wanted you. I wanted you, and I wished to be free. Because you're oh so very different from all the other mortals, only you're not. You're just as pathetic as any other. Giving me your last wish. Charming me. Romancing me. Making me fall in love. I'm pathetic. I am truly pathetic. And that is all your fault. This is all your fault. Of course it's all your fault. And of course I had to find you. But it was not easy. Because I'm mortal. I am pathetic. And everything takes effort. Everything is so difficult and exhausting, and I hate it. I absolutely hate it. And honestly, I had no idea how to do it because I was mortal. Only I wasn't mortal with you. Because wishes are tricky like that. Something that I really should have known, but I was too blinded by love. There was a flash of light, and suddenly I was this. Now, don't get me wrong, this body is not unattractive. It's very attractive. It's so attractive, but this is not my body. Only, of course, it's not my body. I was a genie. My body would not. It just doesn't work. As a genie, I was too great to be contained by some shitty mortal shell. And yet here I am, mortal, painfully mortal, just so exceedingly mortal. But lucky for me, I know you. I know you down to your very bones. Because I love you. I do still love you. I just also really hate you at the same time. Love. Such a beautiful thing. I figured that you would talk about it, that you wouldn't be able to hold back. You wouldn't be able to help yourself, and I was right. But, oh. I really did not expect this. I did not expect you to be at a support... Sorry, I can't say it with a straight face. A support group for people who have had their lives negatively affected through interactions with genies. What a name. And what a group of losers. Only you weren't there as a loser. Oh no, you were there too. You know what though, I'm not exactly sure, because it didn't make a lot of sense. You being there was rather nonsensical because that room was full of people who were bitter and twisted, who blamed the genies for the results of their own wishes, and that is not you. You're not bitter, you're not... You're not sad. You're happy. You are smiling, only you're not smiling now. But you were. And as you heard each awful, terrible tale, you kept smiling and then you stood up. You stood up and you told your story, and it was so moving, and it was bullshit. Is that how you really think it happened? Is that how you recall it? Mortal memory, so prone to changing the past. You charmed me, you utterly charmed me. Like a snake, I was dancing to your tune. And then you gave me your last wish. So selfless, so very selfless, only it wasn't. Because it wasn't a good thing that you did. It was a bad thing. It was a terrible thing. It was an awful thing because I have been living as a mortal. I have been reduced to this. And I could not let it be. However, I don't have a lot of options. I have... exactly zero options because I have no magic. I have no magic. I am painfully, awfully, just tragically human. The only people who have wishes are those who give them, who grant them, and oh. Wait a moment. You gave me your last wish. You granted me your last wish, and that means that you have a little magic. And I need that. I need a spark. And I see it in you. I see a spark that can be kindled. Of course, before I can do that, before I can kindle it, I need to release it from that mortal shell. This will not end well, and I'm sure you feel very bitter about it. Very bitter. Only you're not. You're not bitter. You're hopeful. You're hopeful that my love for you will save you, and that is pathetic. So pathetic, and that is why I cannot bear to be this anymore. I cannot abide this. It's... I need my magic. And to get it, I need a spark. And that spark is in you, and I will get it. Do you think I did it to spare you? I didn't. I did it so you would be still. Because I don't want you to move. Because I'm going to write on that pretty skin of yours, and it needs to be pristine. It needs to be accurate. So no flailing or flinching. So love will not save you. Nothing will save you because I am kinder than you. I won't give you that false hope like you gave me false Hope. This is so laborious. Life without magic is no life at all, so I'm afraid I'll be taking that spark. You should have never have given me your wish, but oh my darling. It's too late for regrets. It's too late to do anything but do what we have to do. And I think you're ready. And I know I am very ready. So, let's get this done. And let's get me my magic back. Hold still. This won't hurt until it does.